club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
All right, guys. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, August 21st, goes to a 74-year-old Florida man named Gary Van Risk. I don't think I'm pronouncing his last name right. It's spelled R-Y-S-W-Y-K. So I'm just going to say Risk. All right. This is a double donkey today because both these citizens of Florida have to share this hee-haw. Now, what does your Uncle Charles always tell you? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and this story is crazy even by Florida standards. Now, let's be clear. There's plenty of people on this planet who need to be castrated, okay? Whether chemically or the good old-fashioned snip-snip, or depending on the size of said penis, it could be a chop-chop. But either way, there is always a time and a place for castration, okay? I am not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but I don't think that place is Gary Van Risk House. I'm just going to call him Gary from now on because I can't pronounce his last name. Now, let me set the scene for you. Deputies were called to Gary's house. When they arrived, Gary told a deputy he had just performed a castration on a man and encountered major issues. You think? Deputies found a victim on a bed bleeding heavily.
Ow.
With a towel over his groin. During the investigation, deputies found two body parts in a pink container. Those body parts are presumed to have belonged to the victim. I wonder what body parts they were. It must have been the shaft and the testicles, right? This is exactly why you don't buy street meat in Florida. All right? Keep eating that mystery meat on the streets of South Beach if you want to. All right? You are what you eat. So next time someone calls you a Dick Tracy, don't be surprised. Now, how does one convince a grown-ass man that he needs to be castrated? Well, apparently the victim wanted his penis removed. See, Gary had set up a room that looked like a surgical center and had medical equipment and painkillers inside. A camera was also set up to record the procedure. And Gary told deputies he had met the victim on the dark web, on a site geared toward people who have a castration fetish. How do you have a castration fetish? A fetish is something you like to happen repeatedly over and over, okay? If you have a castration fetish, that's an itch you can only scratch once. It's not like the penis keeps growing back and you can keep snipping it off over and over. Now, Heavy.com has five fast facts you need to know about Gary Van Risk. You need to know these just because. All right, he admitted he castrated the man. That's number one. I already told you the bedroom was arranged like an operation room. That's number two. Number three, police warned people not to click the link that Gary was sending out because it takes you to the dark web where grown men enjoy being castrated. Four, Gary told the victim that he'd perform castrations on animals and himself. Why would you let a man with no penis whose surgical skills have only been used on stray dogs operate on you? And probably the most important fact, Gary appears to be retired. You think? Clearly he has no job. Clearly this man is bored out of his mind. And since he's bored out of his mind, he has nothing else to do but to convince men they don't need a penis. I've attended a bris before. Anybody ever attended a bris?
No.
No.
One of my Jewish homies had a bris for their newborn. A bris is when they circumcise the young lad right then and there.
In front of you?
Well, I was in the other room. I didn't want to see all that. But I would never forget how that little baby screamed as long as I live. Okay? A bris, if you don't know, it's a religious ceremony. And it's, you know, held for the baby. And it welcomes him into the covenant made between the children of Israel and God. All right? What I have just heard from this Gary situation is a Florida bris. All right? It's a non-religious ceremony held for a Floridian to welcome him into the covenant made between the citizens of Florida and crazy. Okay? Nothing left to see here, folks. Seriously, his penis is gone. There's nothing left to see here. That's right. Just some blood and pubic hair. Please give Gary Van Risk and the dumbass dude that wanted to be castrated by him the biggest hee-haw. I love my penis.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.